702, the Friday Mix. Travel.
It's now 10 minutes to 2, and if you're traveling to Cape Town, there's some wonderful new attractions to check out, especially if you're a lover of architecture, if you're a lover of the arts. There are two sites that Mariska has recently checked out. Our Mzansi girl, Mariska Govender, hello, how are you doing?
Hi, Zanya. I'm good. Just back from windy Cape Town, but I had a great time exploring the new Salo district.
Oh, wow. Right there by the V&A waterfront, right?
Yes, it's all part of the V&A waterfront precinct, but it's a brand new development. It's very urban, trendy, sort of industrial design. Mm. And it's just a very new, amazing space to visit in Cape Town. Most people just go to the waterfront, but just take a couple of steps outside and you get to visit a whole new side of it.
Absolutely. Let's start with the hotel, the Salo Hotel. I was talking to Hugh Fraser, who's an architect, earlier on, and we were just looking at what it means for that particular area. So architecturally, how did you find it?
I thought it was stunning. I mean, it's basically, I think, an architectural icon of that whole waterfront area now. It's the old grain silos, which were sort of a feature of the area, were repurposed. And in the 1920s, these were built in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. And it was basically at that time when it was built the tallest structure in Africa. So they've basically cut out these curves out of the silos and built the hotel with this amazing sort of glass. And it's sort of very futuristic and industrial at the same time.
Absolutely. And then stepping inside, because what you get on the outside, you might be surprised by what you find on the inside.
Yes. I mean, the outside can be quite stark. And then you get in and you realize how they've played with light and the curves and the textures and the shadows. And it's just really quite marveling. I spent about an hour just looking around at the architecture before even, you know, noticing my surroundings that much.
Mm-hmm. And that deck, did you go up to the deck on top of the silos?
Yes, it's absolutely stunning. You have to go up there if you're in the area. You can head up to the Grand New Cafe at the hotel. They've got a high tea with the most epic cityscape views.
You were talking about light and the views from all over within the hotel are said to be absolutely beautiful, from the different rooms and just the kind of furnishings that you find within it. Really beautiful, and make it a must-see or must experience. But also a lot of people have said that it is suited or rather targeted at the international traveler, not so much at the local traveler. Did you find that?
I think it's definitely a sort of statement boutique destination, and definitely targeting that market. It's probably a little bit unaffordable for a local traveler.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's definitely a place for a special occasion.
Oh, lovely. And then the Zeitz-Mocker Museum. I remember the big opening. I mean, the who's who of the art world just all converged on Cape Town. There was that massive Gucci party. So it was opened in fine fashion. And you got to also experience the museum.
Yes, I didn't manage to make it for the opening, but I went on Wednesday. And what's a really nice thing is that on Wednesday, it's actually free for South Africans if you go between 10 and 1 p.m., which I think is really, really cool. Normally, it's 180 rand to get in, so I think it makes it very accessible for locals. I just spent about 2 or 3 hours there because that was all the time I had, but I think you could spend a whole week there. There's just so much amazing art from all over Africa and the diaspora. It's just one of the only African contemporary art museums in Africa and has the largest collection of 21st century modern African artworks.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement. And the issue is that local galleries and the local art sector needs to support it for it to continue to surprise. Who are some of the artists that were already on the walls?
I really enjoyed the video installation by William Kentridge in this massive room. The Mary Sabunda exhibition was awesome. An artist by the name of Cyrus Kibiru, Kendall Gears, Nicholas Nshlobo, and then Nandipa Mtambo has a whole sort of 5-room massive solo exhibition, which is just wonderful seeing our local artists getting such a big space in a museum of this size.
Yes, yes. Right. So it makes for a wonderful attraction. Also another architectural wonder. From the pictures I've seen, it reminded me of the Sagrada Familia in Spain. Not as gory, maybe I should say, but, you know, these huge arches that have been carved out.
Yeah, that's definitely the feeling I had as soon as I walked inside. As soon as you go in, they play this sort of monastic music, so you almost get that cathedral religious feeling. And if you've been into the Sagrada, it gives you very similar feeling, but a bit more sort of modern and industrial as opposed to the, you know, Gaudi architecture.
Yes. And then tell us about the yard.
So the Yard is this very cool sort of hybrid concept store just across from the Zeitz. So it's an eatery, and they have this wonderful buffet every day with fresh food. So you can, you know, run in and out, get a quick bite to eat. But you can also shop for homeware, chocolate, and fresh cheeses, and this lovely, lovely deli.
Right. So which side of the V&A waterfront is it?
I think, now you're getting my bearings. The Uber left me right there. Just go into the proper side of the world.
I think you can see the silos. They're quite visible, right?
You can't really, really miss it.
Okay. And the whole precinct, it sounds like a precinct where you could spend the entire day. So don't mix it with your visit to the V&A. Just dedicate a day to this precinct with the Silo Hotel, the Zeitz Mocha, as well as the Yard. Would you say that's correct?
Definitely, a whole day there, half the day in the museum itself.
Yeah. Fantastic. Mariska, lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was Mariska Govender, Mzansi girl. And those are some of the latest things to check out in Cape Town. Huge, massive attractions. The Silo Hotel, the Zeitz Mocha, especially if you love your art. And Cape Town has such a wonderful culture of this artisanal culture. So you will find beautiful things at the Yard. It's an eatery and a concept store with some of the latest, coolest things to purchase.